Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Good evening. You are on the air with Waking Up with Linda Maxine. Good evening. We are back. I have missed you. I have so much appreciation for you, but you know I don't start a show without extending appreciation to the person that woke me up, so that I can wake you up and we can wake up the world together. It takes everybody to get everything done. You know, I believe in the motto that I tell my youth. This is a youth empowerment show. Everything starts with you. You must forge yourself through your own efforts. I urge each and every one of you to create something, start something, and make a success of something. This is the essence of human existence, the challenge of youth. Herein lies a wonderful way of life, always aiming for the future. And in order to push that through, I personally cannot teach the dance unless I know the dance. So I jump right out there with all of my people. I want to extend out a shout out to my leadership program, LP112. These are leaders. We went through extensive training. I want to thank each and every one of you for all my wonderful birthday wishes and to let you know that I miss you. LP112 produces leaders and our leaders that get it done, say it, clear it, and complete it. And you know what we do, and you know we have to stretch through life. So you know I'm going to play my theme song for you out there, and you know what it is. Here we go. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Maxine. Get those blood cells moving through your brain. Stand up and move that blood through your body. Take care of the youth. Be aware. Teach them. We have to give them as much support and assistance as we can.
You know, every now and then I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough, the way we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Listen to the story now. Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worried about the way the thing might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning.
And I popped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city until I hit the ride on the riverboat queen.
So the
big wheel keep on turning. Ooh, the primary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Do a stretch in life. Stretch it up, stretch it down. Do whatever you can, but just continue to move forward. This past Sunday, we did not come on the air because the youth was calling. Little Nene and myself will be participating for the Omni Youth Music and Actors Awards that will be held on September 7th at LASHA, which is Cal State LA at Caroline's Theater. In order to purchase tickets for this wonderful event, please dial 1-818-754-2447. This event and this award show is under the direction of Ms. Marlene Dove. This would be the 11th Omni, and it is something to see. If you want to see talent, there will be celebrity youth, celebrity adults, talent, creativity. This is an event that you do not want to miss. It will start approximately about 3 o'clock till maybe 5. And again, to purchase those tickets, dial 1-818-754-2447. That is for the Omni Youth Music and Actors Award. It is something to see. And when the children out there are moving around and they're wondering where to go and what to do and asking all kind of questions, we have children that sing this all day long.
Thank you.
Person coming on, Miss Bahia Redding, and she starts them off at a young age to let them know that they can fly over the rainbow. She is the author of several children's books, and it takes a lot of creativity to think when you're an adult as a child would be thinking. I think we have Miss Redding on the line. Let's see if she's on. One moment. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan, who's calling.
Hi, this is Bahia Redding. How are you?
Hi, Ms. Redding. How are you? Thank you, thank you for taking out time of your busy schedule to come on and share with us today. We're waking up with Linda Mac Shan. I've told all the listeners that you are an author of several children's books, and I did not tell them that I had met you at the wonderful Leimert Park Book Fair that was held a week and a half ago at the Baldwin Hills Mall, and I'm so glad that I stepped in there. So, Ms. Redding, I'm going to leave it open. I'd like for you to just, like, let us know what these books are about, how this got started, what do you feel about this, what does this do for the children. I'm going to leave it open to you. It's your time.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, about sometime last year I was taking a class at LACC, art class, and one of our assignments was to write a – we had different options, and I chose to write a children's book, and because I liked it so much, I decided to try to get it published because I drew the pictures myself, and instead of making it into a regular book, I turned it into a coloring book just a few months ago, and I'm hoping to get it published. I couldn't sell any books at the book fair because I don't have it copyrighted. It's all new to me, so I'm learning a lot of stuff. I learned a lot of stuff from the other authors, the children's authors. So if anyone out there that can help me publish it and get it copyrighted, just let me know. I'll give you my information later on before I end the show. It's called The New Cat on the Block. And the first book I wrote was back in 2007 when my daughter was three, called Missy's Missing Mitt. Hopefully that'll be ready for publishing next year. But I need help. I need help writing that up too, finishing that book up. And I like to draw. I've always liked to work with children. I'm a preschool teacher, and I've been doing that working at different schools. I just love being around that preschool age because they're so innocent. And I guess I got the talent from my dad because he's a good artist too. And my nephew, my brother's son, he's an excellent artist. He's in Baltimore right now. He draws really good. I like to draw different things like animation. I'm trying to get my book. If there's any graphic artists out there, I'm trying to get my book online on the computer, so I can change the different different actions and stuff like that.
Well, let me ask you, Ms. Redding, when you said you started in your class at LACC, and that was an inspiration when you began, was this a, this was an art class that you took, correct?
It was an art class. It was an illustration.
An art illustration that you took, and it sort of like hit that niche to let you find out that, this is what, this is my calling here. This is what I have to do. It's so ironic that you mentioned LACC, because when I decided to return back to school, I returned back to Los Angeles City College, and my first class was an art class. But it was not illustration. It was drawing. And I had never drew a straight line in my life, but I did complete a portrait. I did Van Gogh, which is one of my favorites, and I still look at that portrait and say, who did that? But that started my creativity and started me back on my course and gave me the direction. And it's so ironic that you said you're a preschool teacher. What ages do you teach?
Well, I'm not right now. I took a break, but like 2 to 5.
Okay.
Or maybe like more like three to five.
More like but three
like, to I like, five. I like ages five and under, or five to maybe six and under, because I don't like to go too because that age group, they're so innocent. They don't really know anything yet, and they're just so cute. I love that age.
Well, that is the time that we have to grab them and doing the art. And I too, I'm just how much we have in common here. I was a preschool teacher for many, many years through the Head Start program and through the state programs, which I had different sides of that. And my favorite actually is the four-year-olds, or when they're getting ready to go to, you know, what we call big people school and graduate and move out. So I always like to get that age. But when I'm attending also a child care provider, my favorite age within the facility are two-year-olds, in which persons like to run away from. They call out two-year-olds the terrible twos, and I call them the terrific twos, because you know that if we sit and watch them, that it just gives us everything that we need. But as I was mentioning to you when I spoke with you early, it takes a lot of creativity in order to design, draw a picture in the eyes of a child when we're adults, because we are not as pure as they are. So to be able to reach back and to pull that creativity up is like a remarkable thing. So whenever, when you said that you did the children's books, that was very exciting to me, because I know where we have to go with that, and I do want you to put your information out. We'll get all that information, and I have many, many friends that are authors of books that have had their books published, and we're going to make that connection for you so that you can get right on the wagon with everyone else. It's a lot going out there, because anything that we can do to teach the story, or tell the story, or to show the story is what's needed here. And I'm going to do my part on your end. So you were telling me about Missy's Missing Mitch for that you wrote in 2007, and that was your three-year daughter was 3 years old at that time, and that you come from a family of artists, so that's a natural skill for you. And mentioning looking for graphic artists, there's a lot of persons that are in that field that I will be able to connect you with, because, you know, this is one big family, and that's all we do. And mentioning artists, I have a special friend that will be opening up at the California African American Museum, and his show will go on August 29th to March 1st. He is an awesome artist. He is from Jamaica. His name is Yurne Cabon Brown. He, too, started at LACC, went on to USC, graduated from the School of Roski Fine Arts, and traveled all over the world doing documentaries on albinism. He's very, very deep. I would like for you to join us over there. meet him,
okay,
and make that connection, because artists are very, very special people. Now, you said that your book was not published, so you weren't able to really make any sales there because it hasn't been copyrighted. You have those two, and are you continuing just to put everything in a file here? Because once it hits, you know, they're going to be requiring you to push them out, because this is what our young adults need.
Exactly. I'm trying to figure out how to get it copyrighted. I know I have to go to the Library of Congress.
Okay.
I guess that's the first step, to get the ISBN number.
Mm-hmm.
I have to...
I don't really know how that goes, but as I stated, I'll speak with persons that are already moving out there, and I'll share with them the assistance that you need. And if it's okay, I would like to give them your number, and I will let you know who would be calling, because there's like several authors in the family. And they're, you know, taking basically everything is about empowerment and encouragement for the youth. There's no one at this time that has published children's books out, so you need to be added into the pile. You get to get added into the pile and get the assistance and the support that you need. That's what we're about here at Waking Up with Linda Maxine.
Exactly.
So I would, when you, let me ask you, do you draw pictures first or do you get a story first? How does this begin? Because I've worked with children, and and how do you start your process? What comes to mind? What's the first thing that you do?
I'd say it depends on my mood. I might draw something first. I might write something. It can go either way, but probably draw more first, and then I'll write something from what I draw, I guess, or vice versa.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You start alike, and once you get everything down, well, I have a friend that's still attending Los Angeles City College, and she is a graphic artist. But I will get in contact with probably tomorrow and try to locate her. But the main thing is getting everything copyrighted and published, so you would have to, you know, get everything lined up so everything is not coming in on you. And I'm definitely going to do my part, because I really, really appreciate you coming on, sharing with us. And when I found out that it was children's books, I really got excited, because that takes a lot of skill, and you have to actually pull it up, because you have to become that child. That's the exciting part about it, because we get an opportunity to reach back and be that child. I refuse to grow up. I'm going to always remain a child. I just refuse to grow up.
I'm a kid at heart anyway. So,
that's right.
Exactly.
And it's easy for you to do that.
I made some good contacts at the book fairs. I met one of the librarians. I think she's the first African-American librarian. She got an award, and I happened to talk to her after, and she told me to come to her. I'll try to get it in the Library of Congress. So she said to come to her office. I have her card. I think her name is Rose.
Okay.
So I'm going to call her, because she said she would help me get it in the library.
Okay.
So that'll be my – and I guess once I do that, then I can get the number, get it copyrighted once I get that process going.
Well, we're going to help out as much as we can. Like I said, I will put out calls and fillers out there and speak with members of the family that have already published and have books out there that have gone through that process, and that can assist you with that, because, you know, as much assistance as you can get, the better it makes, and so you don't have to bog up your creative mind with trying to set that up. It's already a done deal, and you can just keep drawing those beautiful pictures and putting smiles on those little ones' faces and just letting them know how special they are. I like the books with the babies, with infants. I like to use the little soft plastic books because, you know, they're going to taste everything. But eventually, they want to know how this piece of paper tastes. But eventually, if you continue with it on be persistent, they begin to start noticing the pictures and pointing and things of that nature. And books are the key. You can travel all over the world with a book, and we need to put those stories down any way that we can possibly do it. But I just, you know, we're so excited that you're sharing this with us because there's a lot of creative people out there that want to do things, and would you say just sit down and do it, especially for our youth? And we are on the campuses. I'm on the campuses on a daily basis with all the youth. I'm trying to teach the dance, so I have to learn the dance in order to teach it. So I just jump right down in the middle of them, and they don't know whether to call me Miss Linda, Auntie Linda, or Big Sis, but they know that I'm going to be there to support them any way that I can. But it's a lot of resources out there, and they're right there on that campus. And so did you complete? I just graduated from Los Angeles City College, so I'm an alumni there. So I am very familiar with the family. I will put my feelers out. I'll be transferring into UCLA. That is my school of choice. Working on that now. My major, I have a double major. I'm sociology and I'm gender study. So therefore, I'm hitting both areas. But it takes a lot of work, but I don't mind doing it because the only reason why I'm doing it is so that I can teach the dance. You know, it's not a thing that I have to do. It's a thing that I get to do. And that's the most important thing. And that makes it very, very exciting. So that places me in the arena so that I can help you so that we can continue to wake up the world out here, especially about our youth. And it is so much going out there for them. Anything that they can utilize, see, understand is helpful. And I'm giving my appreciation to you again for just like coming on, sharing this, and being very open and honest and putting out your requests for what you need. And if you, as my mother used to say, if you don't tell anybody about anything, they won't know what you need. And I commend you for just saying, I'm in this, I need this, I need this, and I need assistance with this. And that's what it's all about. We're going to get you that assistance. We're going to get that for you. Well, Ms. Redding, if you would like to give us your information, how can one contact you? Do you have a website or the books? We just need some information on you. Would you tell the listeners how to contact you?
Yes. You can either call me on my cell phone. It's 626-807-0832. My email is B as in boy, A-H, R as in red, ED, the number 26, at ymail.com.
At ymail?
Yes.
Okay.
Ymail.com.
Okay. Great. I have that. And I will repeat that out for the listeners to see. And if I would like to say, and as I ask all the guests, will you come back and share with us again at another day?
Yes.
Things are moving out for you, and if I may, I will speak this over the phone, and I know that my family is listening, that I will be contacting you, family, all you great authors out there, because Ms. Redding needs some assistance. So we've put it out there. It's out in the universe. We're going to keep it positive and make it happen. And Waking Up with Linda McShann and all the listeners would like to thank you for coming on sharing with us.
Can I say, my daughter wants to say more. Can my daughter say something?
Yes, she can. Please put her on the phone.
Okay, just come with me. Okay. Now, she's shy right now, so she's 10, so she's a little shy.
She's shy? Well, what is her name?
Her name is Jenna Redden.
Jenna? Tell me Jenna.
J-E-N-N-A-H. What was
her name? Jenna? Tell Miss Jenna that I will be calling her so that she can get familiar with me. And the next time you come on, I would like to have Jenna share something with us.
Okay.
And on
good.
Sunday, on Sunday, if you're listening in, tell Jenna, my co-host, which is Lil Nene with Teens Are Talking, is on, and maybe she want to call and talk with her. Nene is 12. So
yeah,
they would have a...
Actually, we met Lil Nene at the book fair.
Okay, well, Nene comes on Sunday with me. She co-hosts with me. Her show is Teens Are Talking. She's a very busy young lady, so we at times have to play it by ear, because if she gets an event or an engagement, we sort of like move it around. But I appreciate her so much, and I'm pretty sure that I'll let Nene know that I spoke with Jenna's mom, and she's already met you, so perhaps maybe she can encourage Jenna to come on and share something with her.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, I will do that when I speak with Lil Nene, and I want to tell you to have a great evening, to thank you again, and to let you know how much we appreciate you for sharing with us.
Thank you for inviting me on the show, and hope everybody enjoyed the
okay.
Baby, and have a good evening.
Thank you, Ms. Redding, and I'll be getting in touch with you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shannon. And for those who just tuned in, we had a guest on, Miss Tahia Redding. She is doing children's books. She's looking for assistance to get everything out here. She's a phenomenal artist. She comes from a family of artists, and she is writing children's books, which is very, very hard for an adult to do because you have to go back into a child's mind. We had a lot in common. She's a preschool teacher. She went to Los Angeles City College. We just had a good time. So if you missed her, she'll come back with us. And later on, we're going to have Miss Stephanie Haynes on. You know Stephanie is our lady. She's at an engagement. She'll come on later on, and she'll be speaking about relationships. And Stephanie has a quote. She always says, when we blame others, we lose the power to change. Keep that in mind. I also gave a shout out to my leadership program, LP112. Once you go through a legacy program, you are a leader of the world. So I'm a caring, empowered, joyous leader, and that is the way I lead my life. Being born as a leader and coming from a family of leaders, I just extend myself to get as much leadership empowerment as I possibly can so that I can properly lead others out here. You know, we have a segment on this show, Stay in Touch. And in order to participate and stay in touch, you dial 323-769-5879. You leave your name, the person's name that you want to give the message to, and we will air it out. We only air on Thursday from 7 to 9 and Sundays from 7 to 9. And on Sundays, my beautiful co-host, Little Nene, comes on with Teens Are Talking. So if you have any young adults, any teens in your household, please put them on with Little Nene. She is something. She's a very busy lady, so I have to sort of like move around and work around with her schedule. She's out there, out there, out there. But this Stay in Touch caller that we had for this week was Miss Mildred P., and she wanted to leave the message to her daughter that she was very proud of her. She is going to Harvard University at this time, and she wants to let her know how special and how proud she is of her, and to keep on pushing, and to let her know that she's behind her 100%. And speaking of universities, for all of those of you who have returned back to college, to the community colleges, and who are returning back to the community colleges, go into your transfer office and let them know you would like to get a meeting with the CCCP representative from the University of California, Los Angeles, from UCLA. The CCCP is the Center for Community College Partnerships, and they inform you, help you, assist you to transfer on in there, giving you all the tools and equipment and the knowledge that you need in order to come on that campus and succeed. It's not just that campus. They prepare you for whatever your university of choice is, but I gear toward UCLA because that's where the program is, and that program is under the directorship of Mr. Alfred Herrera and Mr. Bernard Santiago, and they are there to make sure that you succeed on your campus, young adults. Go to your transfer department and let them know that you would like to have an appointment with the CCCP rep that comes in from UCLA. Get on it. They will give you the information that you need. You don't want to miss out on this. This is the best program in the world. And every university on the globe should have a program such as this to bring in their transfer students. A lot of students don't go in as freshmen. They come in after their second year in the community colleges, and they go in as juniors. Well, once you get to those campuses, there's a difference there, and you should be able to focus and stay present on nothing but your subjects and to complete, and that is what the program, Center for Community College Partnerships at UCLA, provides for you. So check it out. Do not miss it. You don't want to wonder about what's going on in this world. You'll already know. Let's hear some more music.
Hey, hey,
hey. Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a
hey,
too big
doing?
Party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can
like,
dig it.
Solid. Right on.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, pick it light and pick it fast. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Share with them, when you encounter a wall, you should tell yourself, since there's a wall here, a wide open impasse must lie on the other side. Rather than becoming discouraged, know that encountering a wall is proof of progress that you have made so far. I continue to push forward, continue to be the example, to keep them pushing forward, and I request that we all do this out together, because we need each other to tell the story, to pass the baton, to make sure that everyone can stand firm and tall and become unswayable. And you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Listen to Gladys.
But faith
Shane, this is Thursday, August 21st. We will be on Sunday, which will be August 24th, and my scheduled guest would be Mr. Yerné Gabon Brown, who will be opening up his wonderful art show at the California African American Museum on August 29th. He is a renowned artist. He is phenomenal. I am just staying in touch with him because I know it's nearing the end, and I know how busy he can get, but I'm anticipating on him coming in, sharing with us on Sunday at 7 o'clock from 7 to 7:30. So please, please listen in on that. We're going to keep rolling here. We're going to wait for Stephanie.
Not breathe your air.
It is your life out there, and for all you August-born people, myself included, happy birthday to you. You know, I celebrate the whole month of August. And one of my celebration events was the Hollywood Bowl. And that was last Sunday. There was Keiko Masui. There was Rick Braun, Bonnie James, the Ohio Players, and also Eric Benet. People were there. They were enjoying themselves. They were celebrating life, celebrating birthdays, just celebrating. It was an awesome time. But August is not over yet. And as I stated, I celebrate the entire month of August for my birthday. Yes, I am a Leo. I am a lioness. And I do roar. But my claws are very, very soft and padded. And I want to put out to all my Facebook people out there, the messages that you sent, the birthday wishes, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to play you a little Bonnie James because we heard a little bit of this out there. Enjoy.
Wish you were here next to me.
It was so nice sitting out there up under the stars with the Hollywood Bowl just filled from wall to wall, from top to bottom, listening to great music, watching great performers, and just relaxing down. But it was like part of my birthday celebration, so I was like just really, really enjoying it. And I had about 25 people with me, and they were also enjoying themselves and letting their hair down and pushing forward and standing in their greatness. It was a great time. But, you know, every day should be a birthday. And especially for our youth, we must keep encouraging them. I work with a group of young ladies, and when they drop down or when they're going through problems, you know, I'm like the big sis, and we talk about it. And I never, ever let them forget to keep singing this song, no matter what.
Thank you.
I'd like to share something with all you parents out there. Parents, all children are gems full of precious potential. There is hope in every child, since life itself is full of hope. Should the hopes of the children be stifled or broken, that would be our responsibility as adults. It pains my heart to see what goes on today in today's society. I do not want to see the eyes of children darkened with fear and clouded with tears of sorrow. Society must absolutely transform. Children are mirrors that reflect adult society. When adults are ailing and their visions clouded, children will also suffer. Let us wipe away the tears of the sorrow from the face of each child. We must protect children and give them courage, strength, and vitality. It is parents who nurture children, the hope of humanity. How noble parents are. What a great mission and responsibility they fulfill. So parents out there, continue to do your job. You don't want to wonder about your child. When you're clouded out, clear it up. Clear. You know, just stand straight up and don't allow society or anything to sway you. We are examples out there. You know, apples don't fall too far from the tree. Let's make sure that our trees have good, good, good fruit. Okay? We're going to keep rolling here.
Yeah.
You hold on to the love that you have for yourself, so therefore you can love everybody. We all have to hold on here. You know, the poetic spirit encourages people in all ranks and places to return to their naked humanity, neither sentimental or fantastic. It embraces and affirms the whole world and all its inhabitants. It imparts the will to remain optimistic and unbending in the face of all hardships. As a believer in innate human goodness, I am certain that the concentrated power of good can overcome the great forces of evil. The poetic spirit helps us control the greed-dominated self. It helps us handle the actual while keeping our eyes turned toward the ideal. Keep that in mind. Keep a poetic spirit out there no matter what. And we also have to stay in touch with each other. We have our segment here, Stay in Touch with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. And in order to participate, you dial 323-769-5879. Leave your name and the person that you want to give the message to, and we will air it out on the next show. So I have a call in from Cassandra to her sister Nita, and she states, I am glad you are my sister. That's a beautiful thing. You know, sisters are very important, and sometimes we fall out, and we don't speak, and we don't do this and that, but always keep in mind, young adults out there, that is your sister, your brother, your mother, your father. Let them know how you feel about them. Let them know that you appreciate them. Keep riding on the train. It's all about love here. We're waking up with Linda Mac Shan.
Love train. The next stop that we make will be
It's all about love out there. Listen to our boys and girls. We need to be able to give them assistance. I think we have Miss Stephanie Haynes calling in. She had a late event. Let's see if Miss Haynes is on the line. Just a moment. Let's see if we are going to get some of this goodness today. See what we can do to get some information from Miss Stephanie Haynes. You are on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Sheehan. Is this Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line?
Yes, how you doing, Miss Linda?
I'm wonderful. I really appreciate, because I know you had a tight schedule today. I let the listeners know that you will be calling in, and you're probably going to give us a part one and two regarding relationships, because we're kind of like, we don't have a lot of time here to go through all the full workout, but I'm going to give you this time and just be quiet and let you go. Good evening.
Okay. All right, listeners, today our session is going to be on relationship with fathers or significant male figures. So, relationship with fathers or significant male figures influence how women relate to men in their lives. During our formative years of early childhood, fathers or male role models teach us how men behave, what to expect from them, and how to respond to them. The nature of those relationships form our later response to men. In healthy, nurturing relationships, we learn to respond in unwholesome ways. Unhealthy responses cause distress and dissatisfaction. Abusive experiences teach women to expect to be treated poorly. Women of all ages are raped, sexually assaulted, robbed, and subjected to aggressive and simple assaults. Many tolerate poor treatment, hoping that if they hold out long enough, the negative behavior will stop. It is a system of low self-esteem. Women feel unworthy of love and stay in abusive situations, trying to make themselves more appealing. The prospect of not having a man in their lives intimidates others, and they submit to mistreatment rather than go alone. The eyes are the most telling. Beyond is intimate path without sparkle. We often choose men like our fathers, like I did when I was growing up. My father was in the Navy. Every weekend, he would come home drunk. He would abuse my mother and the family. I would always say to myself that I will not marry a man that would abuse me. What I found out in my later years is whatever you focus on is what you will manifest. Yes, I manifest a relationship with a man that has some of his characteristics. I learned when entering a relationship, we dedicate our own power to choose, to say no to behavior that is unacceptable or demanding to our well-being. We operate from fear, weakness, and insecurities, rather than from love and strength. We create relationships that we are used or that we are comfortable with. When we are loved and strong in our relationships, we recognize that we have the power to make choices that will uplift us rather than bring us down. We women are made to be loved and cherished. However, it starts with us. We have to transfer our own pain and struggles into medicine, meaning that whatever type of relationship we desire to have with a man, we must have it with ourselves first. For example, if we want our mate to love and respect us, things begin and end with us. So, listeners, I have four questions that I would like to ask you. And the question number one is, why do women choose men like their father? or why do you choose men like their father? And for the men out there, why do you choose women like your mother, of the men you choose that are like your father? And for the men, what are some of the characteristics of a woman you choose that are like your father, your mother? And number three, what do you have to change to stop attracting negative characteristics like your father or your mother? And number four, what inner transformation has to take place to attract the man or woman you desire? What inner transformation has to take place to attract the man or woman you desire? Okay, I'm going to leave you with a quote, and it says, when we forgive our fathers for the trauma he has caused us, or mother, we can create healthy and loving relationships with our mate. Okay, now we're going to talk about boundaries. And it's very important that we set boundaries in our relationship, whether with a male or female. So boundary number one, I have the right to take care of me. Number two, I have the right to protect my body and treat it with dignity and respect. Number three, I have the right to say no as many times as I need to. Number four, I have the right involving me. Next, I have the right to walk away from any bad situation. Next, I have the right to determine what is best for me. And the last, I have the right to expect the best. Let me read that again. I have the right to expect the best for me. Now, there's another quote that I want to leave with you. Is when we are in a loving and strong relationship, we recognize that we have the power to make choices that will uplift us rather than bring us down. When we are in a loving and strong relationship, we recognize that we have the power to make choices that will uplift us rather than bring us down. All right, so Ms. Linda, you have
any questions
for me?
Well, I'm just looking because, you know, I was very, very fortunate to receive my workbook that goes along with your book, The Healing of the Womb, for a birthday present. And thank you again. So I'm just like, you know, I've looked at all of these questions about why do women choose men like their fathers and what are some of the characteristics of a man you choose like your father? What changes the stop? So when you say what do you have to do to change to stop attracting negative characteristics like your father? That puts you in deep thought, but I'll go back to what you say. You have to love yourself first. And once you love yourself, you're not going to allow that, no matter what comes to you. You will recognize it. You'll have maybe a replay about it, and most of the time, as you say, women do look for men like their fathers, or say they would, or what they wish their fathers would have been. But most of the time, we will attract men like our fathers. For those of us who were able to grow up with a father figure in the home, you have something to compare it with. But for those of us who didn't have a father figure in the home, you have to do some extra work. And you do that extra work by getting in relationships, bumping your head until you learn how to love yourself. Then it really does not matter. There are a lot of adults who did not come up with father figures in their home, myself included. So I had a grandfather, but I didn't have a father. So the grandfather was very strict, very guiding, words of wisdom, but it still wasn't that father. So it's like I will often tell myself, if my father was to walk up to me today and say, I'm your father, I would look at him like he's crazy because I never saw him. So I guess you could say me as a young adult growing up, I was looking for my father and everybody that I met. So you have to be aware of your surroundings and the basics that you have. But because I had such strong grandparents and such strong stamina to have some ethics put there, some principles put there, I didn't ever stray too far. But it's true. We have a tendency to look for our mate as our mothers or our fathers. And noticing my nephews, they all marry women that's like my sister. And they all have similarities. So I'm looking at this, the workbook, and filling in the blanks here. And when you ask for number four, what inner transformation has to take place to attract the man that you desire, I'm going to agree with you and say love yourself first. And once you love yourself, you will only accept love. And you will recognize love. You'll just fight through all that other stuff. Am I on target here, Miss Stephanie Haynes, with this relationship?
Yes, you are.
Well, yes. I have looked at the workbook. I'm going to go back through the workbook. I know that you had a busy, busy day today, and you was not able to give us all of our breathing exercises and get in depth with everything. I'm so glad that you could break away and get on for your spot, because, you know, we wait for you every Thursday. It's like we're listening for Stephanie Haynes. I'd like to ask you, what are we going to talk about next week? What will the topic be so I can be ahead of the game?
We're going to finish up the relationship with the men.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to finish that up on next week.
Okay.
And, yes, we have a lot of questions.
Okay.
Yeah, we have like 14 more questions to do for next week.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to finish up relationships. So would you, we have time to kind of like just touch on them, hit the 14, maybe with a few buzzwords to let them know what to be thinking about, because, you know, you're going to drill us next week, and I want to be ready for you. So can you just kind of like hit those 14 that we need to kind of like think about for next Thursday so we'll be ready?
Sure. Okay, so number one is What attracts me to you? What men to you? So what is that about you that you have that attracted men to you?
Okay.
Okay. Number two, what did they bring to the relationship?
Okay.
Okay. Number three, what did you expect from them?
Okay.
Number four, in what ways were your expectation communicated to them? You know, sometimes when we get in relationships, we do not communicate our needs, our desires, our wants, our expectations. You know, that's very important. So I have another quote for you.
Okay.
And for the listeners. It said, when both parties in a relationship know what is expected of each other, the values important to both are clear. Clarity eliminates assumptions about what one person ought to know about the other person's needs and wants. Let me read that again. When both parties in a relationship know what is expected of each other, the values important to both are clear. Clarity eliminates assumptions about what one person ought to know about the other person's needs and wants.
Okay.
So that's very important Okay? So the next worksheet is on relationship with men, reflections, and journal writing.
Okay.
So number one, at what time do you allow yourself to be treated like a doormat? At what time do you allow yourself to be treated like a doormat? Number two, at what time do you allow yourself to be treated like fine crystal? Number three, what constructive change can you make in your attitude and behavior? Number four, what implicit and explicit message do you send to a man about yourself when you engage in casual sex? Number five, how accurate are the message? Number six, are they the message you intended to send? Okay, number seven, in what ways can you reflect change in how you treat yourself? Number eight, do you want a life that is inferior to what you deserve and can create? Number nine, are you asking too much? Number 10, what is your bottom line? Number 11, do you feel that you are nothing without a man who expects you to surrender your identity to him? I'm going to read that again. Do you feel that you are nothing without a man who expects you to surrender your identity to him? Number 12, in what ways can you create a fulfilling life? And number 13, do you believe you can do it? And number 14, what do you want? And
well,
when I said what do you want, most people don't know what they're really looking for in a relationship.
Mm.
You know, I always say the perfect relationship when you have two complete individuals, meaning that you coming with your gifts and talents, and the other person is coming with their gifts and talents. You know, you both are whole, you're not needy. You know, when we are needy, that's when we are looking for someone to complete us. And then that's when there's always some kind of conflict, you know, disrespect, dishonor, disharmony happens in a relationship because the other individual or yourself are not complete. And you know what they're saying is you attract what you are.
That's true.
And most time our mate is our mirror to show you who we really are. Now, if we have love, respect, compassion, understanding, respect, that's what we're going to attract. But if we have, you know, being manipulative, distrust, you know, anger, resentment, all that, that's what you're going to attract. Because if you have those things in your life, that's what you're going to attract to reflect on you and say, hey, these are things that we need to change. And if you want someone to treat you nice like fine crystal, that means that you have to treat yourself like fine crystal.
Totally.
And back to the boundaries that we had talked about earlier, then setting those boundaries around yourself that, hey, your mate has to respect. Okay, this is what I deserve. This is how I like to be treated.
And you have to demonstrate that. You have to, like you say, your behavior has to be of that, and you're absolutely correct. And I'm not going to, I hate to end this because it's getting good, but because of our time frame this evening, and we will have part two next Thursday of this with those 14 questions that all the listeners out there should have ready to go or answered. And next week, if you would like to dial in, we'll let you know at the top of the show if you have some questions after I speak with Ms. Haynes and see if that is something that will work for her. We'll get this started too. But Stephanie Haynes, I'd like to say thank you for myself and for waking up with Linda McShann on this Thursday. Thank you for your participation and your support and your wonderful birthday gifts and your wonderful presents. And you know, you are also a July-born Leo. So it's a lot of us out here. So I know you, like myself, are still celebrating because we take it till the end of August. Are you with me on that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what I will be doing is sending out more information on an individual basis. I will be notifying you of some things that are happening, some events that are going on, and some things that are happening early in September that perhaps maybe you would like to participate in. And I will let the listeners know what's going on also. But I would like to take this time again to thank you, to extend our appreciation to you, to tell you to have a lovely evening. And I have already flagged my questions, and I will be doing my homework and ready for you next week. Is that a deal?
That's a deal.
That is a deal. Well, Stephanie Haynes, can you let us know again how to contact you to get this wonderful book and workbook and your telephone number before we go?
Okay, you can visit my website at www.fashionabilityfit.net. That's FashionAbilityFit.net. My phone number is 323-605-2706. And thank you so much for listening on tonight. And, yes, I would love to answer any questions for next week.
Okay. Well, Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, we will be speaking with you. Please have a lovely evening. Thank you again for getting here. I know it's been a crazy day, and we miss, you know, a lot of the goodness. But, listeners, we will have part two of Relationships next week with Ms. Stephanie Haynes. Stephanie, please have a lovely evening, and thank you so much with appreciation from our hearts.
Same here. Have
okay.
a great night.
Thank you. Good night.
All right.
To Ms. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, with Waking Up with Linda McShann. We will be on air this Sunday, 7 to 9. We will start off, we will have Miss Little Nene with her segment of Teens Are Talking. Unless she has a great event, we will make some switches on that. She's a very, very, very busy lady. And we will have Mr. Yurne Cabone Brown, a renowned artist that will be opening up on August 29th at the California African Museum with his exhibit. I'm very, very proud of him. He is a great artist, a great friend, and this exhibit, you must go in and see. So, again, we will be on the air on Sunday. I will be posting out. Thank you again. And keep in mind, always extend appreciation to those who are there for you. It's about love. It's about attention. It's about care. Most of all, it is about awareness of what our youth needs and that we must always, always be there for the youth here. Waking up with Linda McShann is what it's all about. Good night.
Your